Next speaker, who will also be here for Q&A, is Dr. Ramadurai, Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of Tata Consultancy Services Limited, has been associated with the company for the past 30 years. His academic credentials include bachelor's degree in physics from Delhi University, a bachelor of science engineering degree in electronics and telecommunications from Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, and a master's degree in computer science from UCLA. Mr. Ramadurai.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Mangalam, for that introduction. Now, when you look at the whole industry structure in terms of IT services and IT-enabled services, I think the center of gravity, as we all agree, has clearly shifted to India. But then the changing pattern of not just India, but a distributed global networked delivery model is emerging as we look into the future. And innovation is the common theme, where whether it is business models, whether it is product offerings, and or collaborations in terms of delivery collaborations are spanning across the globe. And we are witnessing some very, very interesting phenomena where even the domestic market in India is growing by a very large proportion, and it grew almost 24% in the last financial year. So what I'm trying to say is factors like a global delivery model, unbundling of the large IT establishment, and then distributed delivery competencies are going to be the way in the next couple of years. Now, how do we compete in a certain situation like this? And I think the common theme that runs across is innovation, and how do you extend the enterprise, which Professor Sani also talked about. Last year, the industry grew out of India by 31.4%, and the industry turned into almost a $30 billion industry. Exports alone out of that was $23.6 billion. More importantly, the number of professionals that got employed because of this industry is almost 1.3 or 1.4 million direct employment. And these are some very, very important statistics to bear in mind. To simply say that an industry growing at about 25 to 28% on a sustainable basis is not very often seen, but more importantly, the intellectual capital that is generated and the intellectual capital that gets applied. But how do you productize these? How do you get the productivity out? How do you get the sustained level of quality in a global networked model? And those are some of the things which we keep asking, both within the industry and within the firms like us, which essentially goes back to education, training, development, retraining, and then connecting with global customers. And when you have cultural diversity, when you have people from different backgrounds, different educational backgrounds, how do you incorporate a firm which spans multiple geographies and multiple cultures and multiple sets of people and multiple customers who are again globally distributed? The talent pool is not a worry essentially, but the sustainability of this talent pool and secondly suitability of this talent pool is what we keep arguing and keep talking about within the India context itself. Now, with regard to the differentiators firms are trying to bring about, is an integrated play which combines not only the IT services, but BPO plus products. And I'll give you some examples which essentially extend some of the concepts Professor also Sani talked about. A firm which is essentially in the insurance space, which had a service arm within the organization itself, we pulled out the service arm from the organization to create a platform to service the life and pension books. When we say we are creating a platform, essentially, it's a transformation where 13 different systems supporting multiple business processes had to be transformed into a single platform with a single set of processes, business processes, and ultimately servicing the life and pensions. What does it mean to a customer? One is accuracy and speed, but more importantly, a single agent, if he or she was able to process 6,500 policies a year, the throughput we are looking at is about 16,000 policies a year. That's the kind of transformation we are talking about. Second one is a truly network delivery model where the process, competencies, methodologies, tool sets, program management domains, all of them had to be exactly the same. It's not a franchisee concept where you are offloading something. Every single delivery center in any part of the world in a networked environment must operate with the same level, and the collaboration which we are talking about is at the highest level, and that's what these certifications bring about when you do an enterprise-wide assessment using these distributed competencies. An integration of technology, process, and domains, verticalizing the organization across domains, and relating to the business process and IT systems in a full services play. The operational excellence is very, very key because you need to be predictable and deliver consistently every time. And lastly, the human resource development and the competency building is of a different nature totally. When you are a 100 people organization and then you grow to a 500 people organization, the problems are different. When you are hiring 20,000 professionals to 25,000 professionals a year, training, development, integration, and deploying them starts from recruitment to deployment and like a straight-through processing in the financial services industry. So you need to look at these from completely different industries to bring certain processes, certain learnings and certain best practices, but have the ability to incorporate it seamlessly through systems, processes, and procedures. I think the challenge for the industry, where we have put a number from the current close to $30 billion, I said, to $60 billion by 2010, plus an added $10 to $15 billion coming purely by innovation, which makes it a $75 or $80 billion industry, would retain a share which is substantial when you look at the outsourced market for India. If you look at the IT services, we are at about 45% of the total outsourced market. And if it is IT-enabled services, it's 65% is IT services and 46% is IT-enabled services. And to retain the same percentage, we must grow to about $70 to $75 billion based on the market assessment today. But these are all purely numbers, but essentially it turns around to people and building competencies in people for the next generation of business models. Purely a service-based model, where some of the examples, like the insurance deal I talked about, is essentially a service-based model where you're not charging by headcount or you're not charging on a fixed fee basis. You are charging by maintaining a policy or a policy holder. And the transaction fee is based on the quality of service before you can get any money from the customers. I think what predictions are very easy to make, but action on the ground and the speed at which you execute some of these things are absolutely critical. And the way to do it is by engaging the customers right through to the employees, and again, seamlessly engaging and then giving an innovation environment which can be deployed across the board and across the board in a global situation. I just thought I will make these opening remarks with regard to the industry, with some of the examples I said, but more importantly, I would like to take question and answers. Thank you.